Now, the visit by Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to Lebanon is being viewed these days as a major regional event in the Middle East. Many observers are saying that Ahmadinejad's two-day stay in Lebanon reveals the new regional power structure.
Lebanon is preparing itself for one of the most high-profile visits by a head of state in years. Flags and posters adorn the streets of the capital, Beirut, for the highly anticipated visit by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The two-day visit is the first by Mr. Ahmadinejad since assuming the presidency in 2005. It is expected to set the stage for a new era of bilateral ties as a number of agreements in the fields of water and energy are expected to be signed. Lebanon's President Michel Soleiman visited Tehran in September 2009, during which he extended an invitation to his Iranian counterpart.
This is a state visit by a head of state. It is a visit between an important regional state, which is the Islamic Republic of Iran, and another important regional state, the Lebanese Republic.
But the developments in these bilateral ties are being perceived by many as more of a manifestation of a new regional reality. Both the U.S. and Israel have expressed concern over this visit, during which the subject of Iranian military assistance to the Lebanese army is also expected to be discussed.
What I see in this visit is a wise choice on the part of the Iranian president to flex muscles, and this is something that any power of this size would do. Lebanon is an independent power. It can choose with whom it makes arms deals or other economic deals, and the U.S. has no monopoly on this. If the U.S. wants Lebanon in its sphere of influence, it has to offer something significant, and that would be, for example, putting major power on Israel to change its foreign policy and its domestic policy.
Michel Soleiman has officially asked Iran to help equip and modernize Lebanon's army. Many Lebanese officials and political figures have already hailed this stance from Soleiman. Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah hailed the visit and highlighted Tehran's support for Lebanon and especially for its resistance against Israel. Leader of Lebanon's Free Patriotic Movement Michel Aoun denounced as disgraceful and offensive the U.S. and Israeli objection to the scheduled visit to Beirut by the Iranian president. The highlight of the trip will be the Iranian president's voyage to South Lebanon, right across the border from Israeli settlements. Ahmadinejad is expected to make a speech in the southern city of Bint Jubail, a city that had a crucial role in the July 2006 war. During that war, the Israeli military was unable to make military advancements in the confrontations with Hezbollah fighters. This state visit by the Iranian president further sheds light on the problems and obstacles facing the American administration in the Middle East. These problems are expected to increase with the policies of the current Israeli cabinet, which is likely to further strengthen the axis of resistance in the region. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.
You can hear about this hour's headlines right now at 43 minutes into midnight in Tehran.